to the Marketing COVID Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls. We're saving businesses. We're saving jobs. We're saving our community. Now, if I happen to save a soul along the way, don't hold that against me. We're just going to call that icing on the cake, because the mission here at the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show is to build strong businesses in our community so that we can put our people to work. And we do that with business development, job creation, and service. If you ever find yourself at a business crossroads and not sure which way to turn, just turn on the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show, because we're on a mission here. We're trying to build some jobs, some businesses. We're trying to uplift our community. Because I don't care what kind of community you go in, if they don't have an economic foundation, they're on the road to ruin. So what we try to do here is to educate people, empower people, inspire people. And one of the best ways to do that is to get our business community on a sound footing. And I tell you what, if you don't have marketing or understand how marketing works, your business is not going to succeed, plain and simple. So we don't put the cart before the horse. We can't talk about having successful businesses if we don't show you how to get there. And one of the ways to get there is to have a very good understanding of the foundational and the fundamentals of marketing. And that's why we are called the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. Some people ask me all the time, why is it the pulpit? You're not a preacher? Well, let me tell you something, folks. My dad was a preacher. My dad was a preacher of about almost 60 years. And I used to sit out in front of the pulpit and watch him hoop and holler and carry on. And people say, Robert, when you going to preach? Well, I'm preaching right now. I'm preaching the, I'm preaching on how to have a successful business. So we just have a different ministry here. So it's the Marketing Pulpit. So if you want to get your religion here, hey, I can give you some of that too. Now don't make me go back down to my daddy's church now and pull out that old time religion. Have a great show today lined up as we always do. We're broadcasting live from downtown Silver Spring, right outside of Washington, D.C., in the illustrious Radio 1 studio. I'd like to thank everybody who makes this show possible, starting from the top with Dr. Kathy Hughes. Dr. Hughes, she's done so many great things for our community, and she was honored by having a school of communication named in her honor over at Howard University. So once again, hats off to her. Also, to your people right here in the studio, I've got Alonzo over there, my engineer. We have Ron Thompson. He's the program manager. And because we have Miss Karen Jackson over there, she's the general sales manager. And if you have a need to advertise your business on Radio 1 and WOL, please give her a call. And that's right here at Radio 1 WOL AM. I have myself some talent here in the studio with me this morning. We have a young lady joining me this morning who's doing some great things out here in the community. I just want to bring her into the microphone today and just let the world know that she's doing things. When I find people out here that are doing things that help our community, to uplift us, empower us, then, of course, I got to shine the spotlight on them today. That's none other than Tanisha Miles. Good morning, Tanisha.
Good morning.
Just so glad to have you here this morning. So glad to have you here this morning. Tay, why don't you do this? Introduce yourself quickly to the audience. Let them know who you are. Please.
So again, my name's Tanisha Miles. I am the CEO of P31 Women's Lifestyle Boutique. And P31 Women's Lifestyle Boutique is a boutique of services and products and events geared towards women and young girls. And we are super excited to be here with you this morning.
Super excited to have you. What does P31 stand for?
Proverbs 31. So if you want to get your religion here, like you said, you can get your religion
like
here.
Look out. Boy, you might get something today. You better be careful. All you Santas out there, you might put you on the good foot here. Welcome to the show, Tanisha. Glad to have you this morning. Glad to have you. And I'm going to say welcome to your assistant also over there. Hey, her assistant.
Yeah, my mini-me. She travels mini with me. She's my mini-me.
I told her I was going to put her on the spot.
There goes Jessica. Hey, that's my mini-me.
Don't they look like, now these folks, this sister and mother and daughter looking just like sisters, so my goodness. I want to discover that young gene that you guys have.
Oh,
so.
My goodness.
Anyway, thank you once again for tuning into the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. Also, you can find us on Facebook. You can go to Marketing Pulpit at Facebook. We're also on Twitter, and we're also on Instagram. We are all things Marketing Pulpit. So if you want to stay abreast of what we are doing and all the great things we're doing, then go to Marketing Pulpit on all the platforms, and of course marketingpulpit.com. We got some events coming up. As a matter of fact, last week we had Dr. Ruby Lathan. She was talking about her health summit that's coming up on the 27th. That's this Sunday. So go to marketingpulpit.com. You can find out more information about that, and make sure you go out here, because we want to keep you on the healthy good foot too. We take a holistic approach here. We don't just take care of your pocketbook. We also want to take care of your mind and your body. and your soul. We also have an event coming up on November 2nd. That's the fifth annual Career Options Conference. Now, anybody who has a child or somebody who's school age who's trying to decide on what they want to do with them with their lives, this conference is the place for you to be on November 2nd. We're going to have our special guest, our nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. He's going to be the speaker. Yours truly, Robert Gatewood, is going to be the MC. And it's an event you don't want to miss. It's going to be right at the Prince George's Community College right here in Largo, Maryland, where I'm also an adjunct professor. Matter of fact, I was out there last night doing a course on networking. But this event, if you're looking at, let's say you have a child and they're looking at, well, mommy, I don't want to go to college. Daddy, I don't want to go to college. Daddy, I'm not sure what I want to do. Then you need to come out to this event and see what some of the options are. We're going to have workshops. We're going to have breakaway sessions. We're going to have other personalities like Little Bacon Bear from WKYS. We're going to have Harold Fisher from WHUR, The Daily Drum. We're going to have Lexi Proxer from Team CEO. Walter Simmons from President of Employ Prince George's. Tanya Wellens, she's from the founder of Managing Director of PGS. SIF, and of course, Howard Gibson, the founder of the Meat Accelerator. Come on out, go to marketingpulpit.com and register for this phenomenal event. They're going to have the first few people that sign up going to get breakfast. And we already, I understand that we're almost at capacity if we haven't passed it all already. And then that evening, just to top things off, we're going to have an evening of elegance with actor, comedian, radio host, Tommy Miles, nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. That's going to be from 8 p.m. until 11 p.m. So we got a great event coming up on November 2nd. That's about a week from now on a Saturday. So that morning, we're going to have the Options Conference, Career Options Conference, from starting at 9 o'clock, running up at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And then we're going to top off the day by having that evening of elegance with nephew Tommy over at the that's going to be at the Camelot over in the Upper Marlboro, Maryland. Go to marketingpulpit.com and register. The event for the Career Options Conference is free, and then there are also tickets available for that evening of elegance with Brother Miles coming up on that evening. So we got a lot of things going on, a lot of great things going on. As a matter of fact, as I was saying yesterday, Tanisha, I was over there at Prince George's Community College, where I'm an adjunct professor at the college. And yesterday I did a course on networking.
Okay.
And because networking, and I'm sure you've probably known this, you get out quite a bit and you meet some exciting people, but networking is one of the best ways to grow your business.
It's vital.
Because
you gotta do it.
You gotta do it. No,
you gotta do it.
People think it's option. You just do it when you feel like it. Well, let me go out and get some free food. It's not like that.
You need that relationship currency. You gotta have it.
I knew I liked this Ladyboy Reese. Because what the challenge is, and people minimize, is that you have to get all of the stakeholders that are necessary to run a business in order to be successful.
That's right.
Customer acquisition and clients, that's just one aspect of business development. You also need vendors, you need employees, you need contractors, you need suppliers, you need funders, you need partners. Mm-hmm. And the best way to get those people is through networking. And so if you haven't taken one of those courses, go to Prince George's Community College and sign up. We have quite a lineup of courses over there. That's just one of the ones that I teach at the college. I also teach one on social media, and I also teach my landmark course, Marketing Strategies Today and Tomorrow. Been doing that for 20 years, probably longer than Tanisha has been alive. But I've been around, been around like by Bernie Mac. Been around. I'm tired of it, I'm telling you. But anyway, I had some interesting people in the class last night, including attorney Dana Dobson and Nodicy. And these folks were so excited to work with. I just love going out here. And because the thing about it, to me, anytime you get two or more people together, networking happens. Yeah. I tell people that all the time. Mm-hmm. People think a networking event has to be this formal occasion where you go out and get your hair did and put on a nice suit. Well, that helps too, but anytime you get two folks together, you can network.
That's right. And again, it's just about building those relationships and connecting of ideas and strategies and resources. And when I connect with you, I gain access to what you have.
That's right.
As long as we stay by ourselves, we really are limiting ourselves. So networking is very important. And I love that you're teaching the class over at the college. It's so vital, not just to small businesses, but businesses that are well established. If you want to continue to grow, you have to continue to, you know, build those relationships. It's a building block that
Amen.
You have to continue to work on.
Amen. This sounds like a lady who understands how business works. And that's why you're going to be very successful. You understand it because these foundational things about marketing and business development, these are not options. These are things that you have to build into the fabric. There has to be a brick in the mortar of your business.
That's right.
You can't just say, well, I'm going to do it because I feel like it sometimes. You have to set up be strategic. Anything in your business that's going to be successful and be effective, you have to be strategic about it. So when you're talking about networking, you have to go and find out, one, the people that you're trying to serve, where do they hang out? Where do they go? What mm-hmm. what events do they go to? What organizations are they a part of? And you have to make that part of your strategy to make sure you get in front of those folks. So anyway, folks, also hats off to Prince George's Community College for making these types of classes available. And also visit them at pgcc.edu. I also want to give a shout out to all the folks online. And folks online, say hello to my host, to my co-host today. Just say hello to Tanisha. Let me see you say hello online to Tanisha. And she's over here just waving with her pretty smile. Glad to have her today and all the things she's doing to empower young women out here. I want to say hello to all the folks who are tuning in on Radio 1. Also, if you want to call in, call us at 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. People online are saying, Robert, how can I promote my business on your show? Well, let me tell you, folks, give me a call at 1-800-450-7876 here on the show, or call me at my company, 301-839-2836. Hello to Tommy. Thank you for tuning in this morning. To everybody, Mamie, Jeanette, Linda, Caroline, Gerald, and Donna. Everybody who's tuning in, Paul, Doria, we just have a long, long list of people tuning in on the Marketing Pulpit Radio through Facebook Live and through Radio 1 1450. You can also catch us online by WLDCnews.com and go to the Listening Live button. And so we have all these different options. Go to Marketing Pulpit and you can see all of the listening options right there on the website. Quickly in the news, we're going to talk about a few things that are happening in the news. We're going to talk about this coming up. We're going to talk about this. President Trump had this. He was trying to have this G7 conference at his Doral Estates. And he said, well, this is not an emolument clause because I'm not going to make any money from it. But he must think we are fool because we understand the power of branding. You don't have to collect money. But we understand how branding works. That's right. He understands how it works. He thinks we are a fool, and we're not. We're going to talk about that and some other things that are happening in the news. Folks, you're listening to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. I am Robert Gatewood, your host. I have in the studio Tanisha Miles. Hold on, don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back after the break.
This traffic update is sponsored by AARP and the Ad Council. Delays on 295. The crash cleared southbound as you head toward the Beltway in Oxon Hill. All lanes open now, passing the U.S. Naval Research Lab. Some residual delays on your trip southbound I-295. Still seeing the work zone delays on Kenilworth Avenue through Langley Park and Riverdale. Be alert as you travel through the Riverdale area, especially on the northbound side of Kenilworth Avenue. Near 410 East-West Highway, Langley Park, they're working on University Boulevard, actually, between New Hampshire Avenue and Riggs Road. Sponsored by AARP and the Ad Council, for those fortunate enough to care for the person who has always been their hero, AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources at aarp.org/caregiving. 60 degrees on our way to 70 under partly cloudy skies. I'm Angela Foster on News Talk 1450 AM, WOL. Where information is power.
All right, I'd like to welcome you back to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. I'm Robert Gatewood, your host, having studio. Miss Tanisha Miles. I'm going to talk about her event, and I mean her program, her mentoring program, and her company in a second. I'm going to talk quickly about a couple of news items we have going on right now. First of all, we're talking about, and this was an interesting story. Amazon is starting to have some bad PR, and that's why we're going to talk about later in the show. We're going to talk about whether you need PR, whether you need marketing, or whether you need both. So we're going to talk about that a little later. But we're seeing these big companies, they're really struggling right now with their image. And these, when your image keeps taking these hits, it ultimately affects your brand.
Absolutely.
And people start looking at you funny like, hey, I don't know if I want to deal with this company because, one, they're doing things that are harmful. They're doing things that are not sensitive culturally or racially. And so Amazon is having a hard time these days. They had several people that have actually died working on the production floor. And people have been complaining that they don't get time to take breaks. They don't get time to do this. They're working these long hours. They didn't even take time to take the guy off the floor. He was on the floor for 20 minutes, I understand, before somebody actually found out he was over there, had some type of heart condition. So we're going to be watching these kind of stories. That's why we keep bringing up the topic of branding and why it's so important for your company. Your brand is about who you are, so we're going to talk about that coming up also in a minute as we talk about this story that Donald Trump and the G7 conference. Let's see. Women in America are earning less than their male peers, but when men and women become parents, the pay gap gets even worse. That's not right, Tanisha.
No, it's definitely not right.
I know you're not feeling that.
I'm absolutely not feeling that. I think that you know, same job, same pay. It really shouldn't matter your sex or your race. And that's something that because of the Me Too movement, a lot of attention is being given to all of those inequitable situations that women have found themselves in over the years. And I'm happy that women are now giving voice to that and bringing attention to that. And I'm happy that, you know, a lot of our male counterparts are very supportive of it because even they understand that just doesn't make sense.
And I have definitely been a big proponent of equal pay for really everybody and particularly women, because really I think women should get paid more because, my goodness, they got to raise the kids in a lot of cases. I mean, men, of course, we chip in, we do the best we can, but man.
Uh-oh, that's dangerous. Right? I wouldn't say that women should get paid more. I definitely believe that there should be equal.
Go ahead.
I wouldn't say more. And I'm a woman. I would not say more, but I definitely think that there should be equal pay for performing the same job. Absolutely.
Let's put it this way. I believe that when you put in more effort, now, and it may not be whether you're a woman or a man, but I think that if you're doing more work, then, of course, you should be compensated. And I think a lot of times that women do, they're not compensated because we're in a society that puts more value on things that men do versus what women do. So a lot of things that women, I think, should be paid for, they don't get paid for. And I think it's because the way society is structured.
Well, we're still kind of before, what are we still dealing with back with wartime before women actually became as prominent as they are in the marketplace today. And so we're still kind of, you know, dealing with those situations. But women should absolutely be paid more. I think that, you know, there should be a merit system, performance-based issues, depending on, you know, where your performance and things like that lie. But as a base, women and men, I absolutely support women and men being paid the same amount, not necessarily because she's female or because he's male. And that's a whole nother conversation because I absolutely believe that men carry a different weight when it comes to certain things. Yes, I am one of those women. I believe that, you know, certain, you know, men do carry a certain weight that women should not have to carry. But because of the way society is, we have now found ourselves in a position that we're now carrying the weight that's traditionally a man's role. And yes, I said traditionally.
Hey, I want to clarify this. When I say I think women should be paid more, I don't mean for equal work.
Yeah.
But like I stated before, that sometimes in society, and we see this sometimes when we're dealing with race relations and other
issues
where the dominant group will put more value on certain tasks because that's what they do.
Yeah.
And then tasks where that's not pertaining to them, they either pay less or they're marginalized.
Yeah.
So I think once we get parity, we can't just look at just hour for hour. We also have to go back and reevaluate. I'd give you a good example, the teaching profession.
Oh, underpaid.
The teaching profession
underpaid
is predominantly
absolutely
women, probably is paid less because it's probably predominantly women. If most of the teachers were men, I guarantee you the pay would be higher. That's my example of where.
That's a good example, and I think that's fair. That's a fair assessment.
So that's my, I mean, like I said, I don't believe that, like I said, I don't believe nobody should get paid more for equal work. But I do think we have to go back every now and then evaluate how certain professions, how the pay scale is structured. And where did the foundation, where did it generate? And why, like, you know, domestic people who are predominantly women are paid less than other people, like in construction, that are predominantly men. And so there's an inherent system of, I think, sexism that's built into our pay structure.
Oh, absolutely.
So anyway, don't get me started, but I'm putting my pool.
Get started.
I'm putting my robe here today.
Bring the offering plate, choir, everybody, come in there.
Now, Uber's cutting jobs across the board. They're cutting 350 jobs. Now, here's another story that I find very interesting. Uber, many people who are now have found themselves, they run out of money before they run out of month. So they have started to take on jobs in service industry like Uber and some of these other places. And now when Uber, now this is what should be concerning to anybody, because Uber has almost been like, no matter what you do, you can always go out and get an Uber job.
Absolutely.
It's like you could be like on your last penny loan, you can get a driver's license, you can get an Uber job.
They are the Amazon of transportation.
That's right. Yep. But if they start cutting back, and if they start to take a different approach on their you know, alacrity to hire people, then where are these people going to go? People who are actually using Uber and Lyft and places like that to fill in these gaps in their income. Is there any other place to come in and pick up that void? It makes you want to wonder. But I tell you what's happening, Tanisha. Some jurisdictions are actually experimenting with the idea of just giving people money. I know it sounds kind of weird, right?
Giving them money for?
For existing. This is thinking. You have these big tech companies like Amazon and Google. They are making so much money and they're automating that that large swatches of society really can't find work.
Right.
Because they're not in tech, and some of their traditional jobs like coal mining and things like that have been eliminated. So these folks just can't sit there at home and be idle, and because they're not contributing to society, they become uninspired. Next thing you know, the government is paying for them. So some of these big companies where they have big footprints, they're actually just giving people, like in some cases, $500, $1,000 a month just because they are in that area. And they're expecting these people to go out and to start improving their education, contributing to the economy. And I think we're going to see more of that, particularly if jobs like Lyft and Uber start to evaporate with some of the other jobs. Because where are all of these people that are being displaced by technology? Where are they going to go?
Okay, you caught me off guard with that. That's something that I was absolutely not aware of. So large companies are now giving out some sort of monthly stipend to unemployed individuals.
Yeah.
I didn't hear that.
Google it. You'll find that certain cities.
And I consider myself to be abreast of what's going on here in our country, and I did not hear that. But I'll say this. I think that we have traditionally spent more dollars and more resources on after the fact. Mm-hmm. And we really haven't been one to really look at trends that are coming down the pike. We knew all of this was coming down the pike with this technology boom and the way that jobs are now being done. And we were not responsible in the way that we looked at, families and citizens and students and things like that to really help position them to be able to take care of themselves. And, you know, even when it comes down to the welfare system, we really didn't do, the government really didn't invest enough dollars and resources in preparing people for what was coming down the pike. We more so pacified them by giving them a monthly stipend. So this is a major issue. It's not going to be worked through in the next year. We are behind the gun, as you would say. And so a lot of dollars, a lot of research, a lot of thought needs to be given to how are we going to move people from the left to the right and position them to be able to take care of themselves, to earn a living wage, to remain independent, to be productive. And it's disheartening because we have really forgotten about a lot of people, and now they're lost.
Well, I tell you what, this is not without precedent. Back in 1935, there was no Social Security before 1935.
Yeah.
And because people were literally living in poorhouses.
Yeah.
There was people use the term poorhouse, you know, using that pejoratively, but that was actually when people didn't have jobs or ways to support themselves, there were these big houses, they actually kind of warehoused people.
Right.
And so in 1935, along came the Social Security Act, where they would actually start bringing people, the government had started providing subsidies and assisting people mm-hmm. and getting them out of these poorhouse institutions. So what we're seeing now is another type of sea change where society is starting to adjust to a new reality that people, you can't just let folks fall through the cracks because they don't have a job. People aren't not working because they're lazy or they can't, they don't want to go to work. It's because technology is displacing large segments of society, and you can't grab somebody who was displaced yesterday and go throw them in a tech job tomorrow.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen that fast.
Well, that's a mindset too. And, you know, some people don't want to change. They don't want to adapt to what's new. And so that's a major problem too. So it's a mindset, and people have to understand that change is always going to be among us.
All right.
We have to continue to evolve and grow.
Amen. All right, folks, you're listening to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. I have in the studio with me Tanisha Miles. We're going to come back in a minute. We're going to talk about her program for mentoring young ladies and her company and her organization. Don't go anywhere. This is the Marketing Pulpit. I'm going to be talking about marketing, PR, and branding later in the show. So this is the Marketing Pulpit. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after the break.
Little Caesar's Thin Crust Pizza is so loaded with cheese and pepperoni you can't even see the crust. And if you ever want to see it again, listen very carefully. Bring $6.49 in unmarked bills or marked bills or coins or just a credit or debit card to Little Caesar's. Come alone and bring your friends or family. Bring everyone. Get a Little Caesar's large thin crust pizza with extra cheese and the most pepperoni, all at the nation's best price of just $6.49.
Pizza, pizza.
Top four national pizza chains. Extra most bestest thin crust pepperoni pizza versus large round one topping thin crust pepperoni pizza. Everyday standard menu prices at participating locations plus tax.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.08%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 1.25% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Make refreshing updates throughout your home and save by starting with Lowe's, because our new tile selection brings you the most on-trend options, including Mohawk Forever style with Wear Guard, making it three times more durable than ordinary tile. Even better, it starts at just $169 a piece. Finish your project and save on 40% off all custom blinds and shades, including Levalore. Whatever you have on your to-do list, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Tile offer valid through 11/13. Blinds offer valid through 10/30. U.S. only. Results based on proprietary testing of untreated tiles against tile with wear guard.
Today at walkms.org.
WOL Washington, D.C. WMMJ HD2 Bethesda. WKYS HD3 Washington. WPRS HD3 Waldorf, and worldwide at WOLDCNews.com.
The views and opinions of the following show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of News Talk 1450 WOL, Radio 1 Incorporated, or their management.
All right, folks, I done got my preaching robe out here today. And I think Lynette, she got a little robe on there too. Tanisha, I think she's ready to do a little preaching up in here. Glad to have her in the studio this morning. Tanisha Miles, talented young lady doing some great things out here in the community. You're listening to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. We bring you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls. We're saving businesses. We're saving jobs. We're saving our community. I'd like to welcome all, thank our sponsor, also BLE Executive Suites. If you have a business and you're trying to find a place to hang your business hat, then BLE has the solution for you. They have three locations. They have one over in National Harbor. They have one in Largo Center. And they have one in College Park, Maryland. So if you have needs of a place to meet your clients, you need a business address, you need someone to answer your phones, someone to collect your mail in those UPS packages that the guy drops in the bushes and get all wet. Well, they have a solution for that. So call them today and set up a free walkthrough and get your free business address, particularly you folks who are working from home right now. I mean, I don't have anything against people working from home, but it gets, it kind of, It gets a little, it gives you that, it doesn't have, sometimes it doesn't give you that look you want. So you can augment that. Go ahead, keep your home business if you want to, but get yourself a professional address and a professional person to answer that phone for you. They can patch that phone call to you anywhere. You could be out there in the golf course and they can patch that call to you and the client won't even know you're in there. They'll think you're right there in the office. Call them at 301-322-1700 or go to BLESuites.com and mention Gatewood in the Marketing Pulpit and they will give you a free, that's F-R-E-E-E-E-E-E.
Very nice.
A free business address. So you can stop giving these creeps, some of these people your home address. I'm sorry, they're not creeps. But some folks are. Some folks just don't want having your home address. Let BLE put a buffer between you and your home and your private life by getting you a free business address, a free phone number. Well, the phone number's not free, but the you can get, they do have phone services. And they have those great conference rooms. They can seat from 50 up to 75 people. So if you have that big presentation, give them a call, 301-322-1700. That's BLESuites.com. Having the studio, Tanisha Miles. Tanisha, I want to ask you a couple of questions here because I've been curious about all these great things you're doing out here. And I'm sure my audience is equally curious. So quickly again, I just have a couple of questions again for you since you've graced us today with your presence. What is it that you do?
So I am the CEO of P31 Women's Lifestyle Boutique. And P31 Lifestyle Boutique is a boutique of customized services, products, events, classes geared towards young girls and women.
Now, you also, this really caught my eye. You have mentoring programs.
I do.
Geared towards young women.
I do. So I have a mentoring program. It's P31 Girls. We work with girls in the District of Columbia and Prince George's County, girls ranging in age from 11 to 14 years old. We take tweens from 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th grade. So I'm very excited about that. They're all my little mini-me's.
So what made you decide to do this? What drove you? What, you wake up one morning and say, I want to help young girls? I mean, what was the driving force?
Well, you know, I always look for opportunities to reach back. I always surround myself with my future self, my former self, and my present self.
Okay.
Meaning I have women around me that inspire me to reach further, and I have women around me that remind me of where I once was, and I have women around me that are partners where I am right now. Mm-hmm. And so it's important. I think it is essential that we are responsible and have accountability to the next generation. And for me, it was just a natural thing to work with young girls, and I'm excited to do so.
So what are some of the things you do with the young girls as far as your program is concerned?
So our core focus is on financial literacy and investment in the community. So we're teaching our young girls to be financially responsible with their dollars and also to use those dollars as far as fundraising, to build up the community, to service the community around them, to be a support to the community itself, whether it's, the domestic violence shelter, refurbishing the spaces there, or, a book bag drive, or providing coats, as well as teaching them how to raise those funds, how to network. We talked about that earlier. It's very important. And even at this age, we want to teach them how to build those relationships because it's vital.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you guys meet? How do you do that? You go to their house? Do they come to a meeting place? Do you stand on the? Where do you guys congregate?
So the program was open to 31 young girls, and we have 19 that have actually signed up for this year. And we meet in Greenbelt, Maryland, the third Saturday of every month for 4 hours. That's our standard time of meeting, in addition to other activities that we do, whether it's being out in the community or working with our partners. And we have many partners that we work with.
Who are some of your partners?
Oh, my goodness. So one of our partners is the District of Columbia Miss DC Scholarship Organization.
Okay.
I'm excited to have them. They've created a workshop specifically for us Tiaras and Sashes, Pathway to the Crown. We have DHB Wealth Builders. They've built a financial curriculum for us that they'll be working with the girls on. We have Pinnacle Talent Acquisition is one of our top sponsors. Ingrid Beckles Collective, she's one of our top sponsors. We have an author just came on. We're not going to announce her yet, but stay tuned. Follow us on the website. Excited about that. We have Zeta Phi Beta that's joined us.
Zeta Phi Beta
has joined us. So we are really excited. The community has embraced us. Businesses and organizations are really excited to partner with us and to help groom and develop these young ladies and expose them to not only business, but community responsibility. So I'm excited to be leading this charge. And, you know, to my pastor, Bishop Joseph McCargo, he's probably the most influential in this program. And, you know, I'm excited that he is probably, like I said, the biggest influencer and definitely a supporter of the work that we're doing.
Wow, you are doing great things. I just have to take my hat off anytime I see people who are selflessly, who are really throwing themselves on the grenade for the community, because I know these things take time.
Absolutely.
They take effort.
Absolutely.
They take money.
Dollars. Got to have them.
And so anytime I see people do it, now some people look at people and they just looking at the good work and they say, oh, that was very nice. But as a business person, somebody who understands what things cost in terms of resources and time.
Right. A lot goes in. There's a lot of things happening behind the scenes to make sure that we're putting out a great product, that we're giving these girls the best experience possible. So a lot of work, you know, being on your show. Thank you for the opportunity. All of this helps to push and promote the program so that we can get the word out, building those relationships so that we can have the support and the resources that we need to have a really great program for these young girls.
Now, you also have a P31 Women's Lifestyle Boutique. Is that the same thing, or is that something different?
So P31 Women's Lifestyle Boutique is the name of my organization.
Okay.
Under P31 Women's Lifestyle Boutique, we have P31 Girls, which is the mentoring program. We have P31 Networking Series. We're getting ready to roll out cupcakes, coffee, and conversation with women who lead at the Starbucks over in Largo, Maryland. We also have Design Her, not Designer, but Design Her. So for all of you young ladies who love the whole vision board thing, let's take it to the next level. Let's design her. Design her finances, design her business, design her style. So we're excited about that. And then we have P31 Investment Group. Mm. And that's for businesses and individuals that want to pool their resources, their dollars, to really build up the community in a major way. So I'm excited about all of it. It's a lot.
Now, if someone...
Tongue twisters.
I mean, where do you find the time? How do you do it?
Where do I find the time? There are 24 hours in the day, and I'm burning up tomorrow's hours already, let me tell you.
That's pretty good after you, that one. So you already used up today's hours.
Yeah, I'm working on tomorrow's. Thank God there's grace every day. New grace every morning, right?
I like that. Now, you have your daughter involved in that. I mean,
it's important. It's about legacy. And you have to, you know, I always told my children that there's one vision and, you know, each of us has a responsibility to fulfill that vision. And it goes from my hands to her hands. And I take her everywhere I go as much as she can, you know, travel with me and participate in these things, because there at some point I will hand over the baton to her and it'll be up to her and her brother to continue on the work. But I'm going to run as far as I can.
Well, you come from a long family of entrepreneurs,
yes,
and visionaries,
yes,
and business people.
Yes, it's in the genes.
It's in the genes, huh? Yeah, I know your dad. He's a minor football league.
Yes, he is.
Just a great family of
hi, daddy.
Doing great and fantastic things. And I like to see that. That's what we encourage here on the show, because we do understand that as much as we appreciate people who are in the workforce and working in government and Fortune 500 companies, it's hard to pass those down to the next generation, but
yeah,
we go out here and create something of our own, and they're not mutually exclusive. You can actually do both.
You can, absolutely.
Because I've spent most of my, half of my adult life in corporate America. I worked at as the senior vice president of Diet to Go. I worked at the president of Telegrocery Incorporated. I was a marketing executive at Grand Union Supermarkets. And so I honed these skills, but I knew at some point I would have to leverage that those skills and talents and segue that into something that I can create for myself. And so I started my company, Gatewood Marketing and Web, and of course the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. And even though, my daughter probably, she's going to probably do on her own what she wants to do, but I always feel that she will always have a place to work if she chose to. She would never have to worry about not eating. Mm-hmm. And, but I'm glad to know that she's actually pretty, she's pretty independent, and I'd probably have to hog tie her to come work for me, but the opportunity is always there. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'd like to thank you again. Now, how can somebody find out more about your programs and the P31 organizations?
So you can go to our website at P31 Women's Lifestyle Boutique at P31womenslifestyleboutique.com. You can also contact us at 240-355-3161.
All right. Well, thank you. Hang around. I'm gonna switch gears here a little bit. We were talking about the, also her information, by the way, is on the Marketing Pulpit. Go to marketingpulpit.com and you'll see, Tanisha's photo, and you'll find her web address and all that good stuff right there on the homepage of the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. Also on our Facebook, our Instagram, and our Twitter accounts, you'll also see her information as well. I was talking about this this G7 thing that Donald Trump was tried to pull the wool over our eyes. Mm-hmm. Now, as being a marketing person, I have to look through things through a marketing prism. And so, of course, I thought it was a violation of the emoluments clause that you can't really benefit from the office for personal gain. Mm-hmm. But when he said, well, I wasn't really going to benefit because I was going to sell it to the guys at cost. But what he did not, and he thought that we just, see, but my audience understands this because I've been preaching branding mm-hmm. since I've been on the air for 10 years. We understand that just because you're not collecting money, you also collect, but you are collecting branding power.
That's right.
Every one of those national leaders, international leaders that come to the that resort will be influenced by the Donald Trump brand. Mm-hmm. They don't have to write a check. They don't have to sign anything. Just the fact that they're there is going to be in the news the entire time they're there.
Absolutely.
Not just here in the United States, Absolutely. But around the globe. That is branding money. There is, really, that's more money than
Absolutely.
More branding than money can buy.
That's right. It's unlimited spendability. Unlimited.
And see, and the other thing that I guess the president didn't realize that how smart my audience was and others are, that his presidency is actually can be attributed to branding, because when he was in the news for 24 hours leading up to the election, he was getting all of that free publicity.
Yep.
He understood that, and so when he brought up the thing about the Doral conference, the conference at his Doral estate, he understood. He's seen it happen before.
He understands when it works to his benefit. He understands. Exactly right.
So, of course, he's okay. Well, don't pay me. Just pay the cost. But is he going to pay for all of that branding, that free branding that he's going to get?
Absolutely not.
And he was not prepared to.
Absolutely not.
And so that's, once again, when you look at emoluments, it's not just the process of somebody writing you a check or quid pro quo. It's actually benefiting. And when you bring that particular event to your resort, you are reaping untold, immeasurable branding benefits. And that's why I say, folks, we saw that coming. We're not foolish. And so thanks to the Marketing Pulpit, I'm glad to let you know and to remind you that this information is vital. That's why I like to bring this information every week, to make sure that we're on top of things and that we understand the power that we have and the power of marketing and branding. We're going to come back and talk about marketing and PR. What's the difference? Are they mutually exclusive? Do you need one or the other? Marketing Pulpit, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after the break.
News Talk 1450 WOL AM, where information is power.
This traffic report is sponsored by the T.J. Martell Foundation. 295 the Anacostia Freeway southbound. You're on and off the brakes from Nantahala and Burroughs Avenue to East Capitol Street with all lanes open. Branch Avenue southbound, you're going to be slow as you make your way between Moores Road and the 301 interchange because of construction taking away your left lane. And outbound New York Avenue right after the 3rd Street Tunnel, your delays because your right and center lanes are closed with construction. Only your left lane is getting by, so expect heavy delays.
The T.J. Martell Foundation, music's promise for a cure. To learn more, visit
tjmartell.org. That's tjmartell.org.
This weather report is sponsored by unbound.org. Today, partly cloudy skies. We're going to a high near 70. Tonight, overcast skies and a low of 53. Tomorrow, cloudy skies, a high of 68 and a low of 60 with rain showers possible after midnight tomorrow night. On Sunday, rain and thunderstorms possible mainly in the afternoon, a high of 74 and a low of 53. Currently in the nation's capital, we have partly cloudy skies and it's 59 degrees.
A girl in Kenya dreams of becoming a doctor. An elder in Guatemala dreams of being part of a community. Reach out and change their world, and it will change your own. Unbound.org.
I'm Christine Eads for News Talk 1450 AM WOL, where information is power.
All right, folks, this is the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. I am Robert Gatewood, your host, and we're here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls. We're saving businesses. We're saving jobs. We're saving our community.
I don't know. Some people consider their business their soul, so we are saving it.
There you go. I like the way this lady thinks. You sure you haven't been on our show before? You may have been in the corner somewhere. You got too much into the spirit of the Marketing Pulpit. Anyway, glad to have you today, and that's Miss Tanisha Miles. Go to marketingpulpit.com. You'll see her information right there on the homepage, and she brings a good message of empowerment and mentoring to these young ladies, and I just love her message, and that's why she's here, and we're honored to have her in our presence. We've been talking about some of the things that have been happening in the news. We've been talking about marketing and branding, and we're going to switch gears quickly. I've got to put on my Marketing Pulpit robe here. We're going to talk about marketing and PR, because as a marketing company, people are always asking me, what is the difference between marketing and PR? PR, of course, is an acronym for public relations. And they ask me, should I do one, should I do other, or should I do both? Well, I can just tell you right now, if you're a big company of a certain means and you have a budget, you are doing both, and as well you should. Now, some of the smaller companies, they kind of have to decide where to spend their money. And so if I had to pick one or the other, of course, I'm going to say you should be doing marketing at all times. But just want to clear up some of the misconceptions that there is between marketing and PR. Now, there is some overlap. Don't get me wrong. You can be doing marketing and your PR can benefit. And you can be doing PR and your marketing can benefit as well. So let's talk about, let me break it down into several categories so you can understand a little more concretely the difference between marketing and PR. Let's talk about the activities and the tactics. Now, marketing is really about promoting and advertising your products and services.
Right.
Whereas PR is really about your reputation and your company. Now, of course, if you have a strong reputation and your company's name is strong, then, of course, that will help you in your promotion of your products, goods, and services. But for the record, you're usually promoting your products and services through marketing, whereas in your PR, you're trying to protect that reputation and that brand. Some companies spend immeasurable amounts of money trying to protect their company's name and their reputation, and they do it through a concentrated PR effort. Now, another difference is the audiences are different. Who's targeted by these different types of platforms? Usually, marketing is targeted and geared towards your current and potential customers.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're doing marketing campaigns, you're targeting customers, people who are actually going to coming to your threshold as a customer, as a buyer. Potential customers, existing customers, trying to get them to buy more. You're trying to get them to increase the check, trying to get them to buy different brands that you may offer. So that is one of the foundational aspects of marketing. Whereas, on the other hand, PR targets all of the stakeholders. It is targeting government. It is targeting buyers. It is targeting suppliers, lenders, the community. It is not so much focused on the products and the services that the customers buy. It's trying to put the reputation out there for everybody, whether you are a customer or not. And once again, there is some concentricity where they will actually overlap. But the focus is not on the customers more so than they are about all of your stakeholders, which includes potential buyers. It includes vendors, suppliers, the community, the government, volunteers, anybody under the sound of your voice. So that's another one of those subtle differences between marketing and PR. Now, the messaging and delivery system, there's a slight difference. There are two types of advertising, Tanisha, that most people are aware of or slightly aware of. The one that most people are aware of is direct action advertising. Mm-hmm. That's when you run an ad and you say, like, come buy one, come by my shop, set mm-hmm. up an appointment, go online and order and so forth. We call that direct action advertising. PR is more about communication, and we call that indirect advertising, where you're not really asking somebody to buy something when you're doing your PR. Mm-hmm. You are asking them to maybe take some steps, but it's not necessarily to do a actual action of buying a product or service. We call that communication. We call it nurturing. We call it leading people by the hand. We call it educating. We call it brand management. We call it imaging. We call it all of these different names, but it's not a strong call to action to go out and buy something. Whereas marketing is more of a direct action approach. Even marketing itself breaks down into different indirect and direct action.
So would you say that public relations is more behind the scenes? That's what's being done behind the scenes, and marketing is more what's more visible because of the campaigns and things like that that you run. But the PR piece is something that's more done behind the scenes. It's more invisible. It's not really something that you see, but it still yields those visible benefits, because you don't see the conversations right. and things like that people are having, and it's more of a it's more about, again, building those relationships. It's more of a resume. It's the friendship in business.
Well, let me put it this way. I wouldn't say it's necessarily behind the scenes, but I would say that it's not as easily recognizable.
Got it. Okay.
You pretty much know when you're being marketed. When somebody's mm-hmm. trying to get you to come and do something and buy something and take some type of action, it's pretty obvious. Whereas PR is more subtle.
Right.
You may have somebody, like, for instance, going out and supporting a certain cause. Mm-hmm. You support the domestic violence awareness month. Mm-hmm. Whereas some big companies may go out, they put the little ribbon around, mm-hmm. they may contribute money to the cause, they may bring in spokespeople, mm-hmm. They may fund some organization that's promoting a certain cause. That's PR. It's very visible, but we don't always see it right. for what it is. We say, wow, those people are really, really nice. Mm-hmm. We like those people. They have a big heart. Well, of course, I'm not going to question their motives, mm-hmm. but the PR is acted to help that organization strengthen their brand and enhance their reputation. So we see both of them,
right.
but it's not as easily recognizable when you're seeing PR at work.
Gotcha.
Whereas marketing and advertising is pretty in your face. Now, here's another filter that we can run the two through, and we call this the return on investment, or KPIs, or key performance indicators. Now, when you're doing advertising and marketing, it's pretty, you can actually see the results. You can count the number of customers. You can count the increase in sales. You can count the number of telephone calls. You can count the leads, the prospects. There's all types of measurements that can tell you whether your marketing and advertising is working. Whereas with PR, it's not quite as tangible. Mm-hmm. You can't say, well, I ran this nice PR campaign. Now everybody likes us. It's not quite. Right. I mean, you can do surveys and all types of ways to try to get that information, but it's not quite as tangible and easy to count. Matter of fact, most companies, they do it with the understanding that it does have an impact on their company's reputation. And what we're seeing right now is that a lot of companies, a lot of these big companies, big tech companies and so forth, they're investing heavily right now in PR. So anybody who's in the PR field, they are actually having a field day right now between what's happening with Starbucks and with Popeye's Chicken, with Amazon, Google, Facebook.
Because they're managing reputations.
They are managing reputation.
Yeah.
If you are a PR person right now, this is your season. I mean, they're not going to call me. They have enough customers, but they need to manage their business now and their image more, so they need to bring in new customers. Mm-hmm. And that's the case with most of these big tech companies. So PR people right now, this is your season. Go out here, put your kit folder together, get your website up there, get your social media platforms humming, and start getting into the face of some of these companies, because they need people down at grassroots. They don't need the people on the CNN right now. They need people out here in the community managing this image that they have. Popeyes right now, they plan to announce their, they've already announced they're going to bring their chicken sandwich back in early November. They don't need a marketing company right now. Right. They need a PR company. They need somebody to manage that. The fact that they ran out of chicken, there were long lines. People say it was managed poorly. They need somebody right now on the street that's managing that reputation to make sure that when they do this the second time that they do it right. So yes, you do need both. In conclusion, while it's important for a business to know the difference between marketing and PR, I don't want you to get lost in the weeds trying to figure out one from the other. Don't get up on what the process is called, because these are two facts. You focus on not on the features, but you focus on the benefit. What is the benefit? That means a more profitable company. And second, this is in everything in life, particularly in marketing and business development. We gauge our success not from the means, but on the end result. Mm-hmm. Whether it's PR, whether it's marketing, whether it's branding, whether it's advertising, the end result is that we want a successful company that we can pass on to our children, and the marketing pulpit is here to make sure that that does happen. That's going to wrap up the show for today, folks. I'd like to thank you again to Nisha for joining us on the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you for your daughter over there for sitting there and holding down the fort.
Mini-me, Jessica.
You know, mini-me. Also, like to thank you, listeners, for tuning in. And join us next week on the Marketing Pulpit. Don't forget to go to check out the annual Career Options Conference on the website, the My Health Summit by Dr. Ruby Lathan. Also, next week, I'm going to be at the Women's Business Center in Bowie, doing a course on branding. And of course, later in the week, we're going to be doing the show at the Career Options Conference. And on Monday, I'll be at the Minor Football League over at the DC Entertainment and Radio and TV. Folks, if you want to be successful, you got to do these three things. Do the right thing, do it at the right time, and you got to do it right. Enough talk. Let's get to work.
It's about doing it right.
Summer O'Kirk. Here's the latest from News One.